Just because a department outsources a big piece of work to another agency doesn't mean it can wash its hands of responsibility. This is what Veterans Affairs is finding out after handing over a dozen large construction projects to the Army Corps of Engineers. VA is still responsible for certain management functions, like knowing when a project will be finished and for how much. For more, we turn to David Wise, Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Mr. Wise, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this engagement, which I think ended up being quite interesting and important for relative to the care for the veteran population.
Construction went haywire in some cases, especially in Aurora, Colorado. So the Congress, I guess, in conjunction with VA, brought in the Army Corps of Engineers. The question is, this is not just a turnkey project for the Army. They build it, finish it, and hand the keys to VA. VA stays, I guess, pretty deeply involved, correct?
Yes. The Congress was very upset about the management, or I guess you could call it the mismanagement of the Aurora project. And just to back up for a minute, you know, just about everything that could go wrong with a project went wrong in this case. Originally, VA had intended to join forces with the University of Colorado at the old Fitzsimmons Army Base in Aurora. And that fell through, and so VA had to find another location on the base itself. That resulted in some significant delay. And then the inevitable enemy of every construction project reared its ugly head, known as unforeseen site conditions. And VA ended up having to deal with some problems with the site, including a buried swimming pool and a number of other things. And so that caused further delays. And as a result, the project fell way, way, way behind schedule and over cost. I think that the cost is just about actually a little more than doubled since the original 2012 estimate, going from about $800 million to over $1.6 billion. And it's now, as we speak, 33 months behind schedule, scheduled for completion now in January of 2018. But to your specific question, yes, the Congress mandated that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers take over the construction of the, and management of the project, but VA will still retain responsibility for activation of the project and the final completion, activation being getting the actual facility ready for patients, bringing in the medical equipment and all the final touches.
So bringing in all that equipment and getting it ready is a major effort by itself.
Yes, and we found activation is also definitely an issue with the trying to complete this project. For example, we couldn't really figure out the activation cost estimate because nobody that had been around at the beginning to do these estimates was still there, and they didn't leave any kind of paper trail, paper or electronic for that matter. So we don't really have any assurance that that activation schedule will be either on time or on budget. And we made a recommendation that VA develop an accurate activation schedule.
Shouldn't activation planning be part of the original planning before you even break ground on a hospital?
Oh, yes, of course. And VA told us that it was, but we had no way of really verifying that because, as I mentioned, there wasn't anybody around to verify it, and there was no paper trail. So we really don't have any confidence in the numbers that the VA gave us for the cost of the activation.
And you mentioned earlier that some site issues caused some problems early on with the construction of this thing. Those were unforeseen. But the report also, your latest report also cites things that can be foreseen, and that's change orders that are coming from VA that can really, we've seen this in every type of contract that ever was, that change orders just wreck haywire on cost and schedule. What's going on with this one?
Well, change orders has been a real problem for the Veterans Administration construction project. And part of the reason for that was when we first did work in 2013, there really weren't even any accurate policies and procedures that guided the activities for change orders. And what we found was that the VA process for change orders was extremely cumbersome, resulting in very, very long delays, much longer than what the industry norm is. This resulted in a real problem in construction. The contractor kind of takes it on the chin sometimes with change orders because they end up having to procure additional equipment and there's long delays and they've got to, they're dealing with a lot of subcontractors. It's a very complex operation altogether to build something like this. And the long delay in processing these change orders really caused a lot of problems with the contractor. In fact, he ended up stopping construction and won a judgment from the Board of Contract Appeals and eventually then restarted the construction. Now, we still found, although VA had done some clarifying in terms of policies and procedures, they still didn't really track the change orders to the extent that we felt was necessary in order to get a good handle on making sure that they were processed on time and in a relatively expeditious manner. And so we made a recommendation that they develop some software to do this. Now, they have the software, but it hasn't been implemented yet. And they are telling us that this will be implemented. Actually, when we finished the workup back in the fall, they said that it would be implemented around this time, actually, around March of 2017. We haven't received a response yet from VA to our recommendations in the latest report, but we're really hoping that they do implement this recommendation, because I think this will go a long way towards helping to improve the process altogether.
We're speaking with David Wise, Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And your report says that there are 12 major construction projects that VA has handed over to the Army Corps of Engineers. Aurora is one of them. How are the other 11 doing?
Well, this is the only one that's actually in implementation stage. So we do have some thinking going on in our office about trying to do additional work to look at how this process will play out over time. Right now, Aurora is the only project that we could actually review, the only one that's in the construction phase. And there are a couple of others that will be getting off the ground, and we are keeping an eye on that, and we will think about getting into that further as VA moves forward, VA and the Army Corps move forward with these projects. So there are some large ones in the horizon, but at this point, we really don't have anything else to actually look at.
And these relationships, I mean, these projects are really involving three parties, because you've got the Army Corps and you've got VA plus the contractor. It seems like there should be a mechanism for managing the contractor and making sure that contractors get clear direction.
That's really important. And that was one of the main failings in the Aurora project, was there was a lack of coordination and integration. Even in the original design, there was poor coordination between the architect and engineering firm that VA hired and the contractor. That was one of the other main drivers for the big cost increases, because VA found that the project couldn't be built according to the specifications that the architect and engineer had laid down. And so you had a lack of coordination between the A&E firm and the contractor, and that's a recipe for real disaster when it comes to trying to actually start constructing a project.
Now, when counties like the ones around here build new high schools, they have pretty much a template, and so they tend to all look alike. Should the VA have some type of a template for new hospitals, just to take some of the variability out of it?
Yeah, that's been an issue ongoing with VA. They tend to have viewed these large hospital facilities as, you know, rather elaborate projects, and maybe more elaborate than they actually need to be. But they feel sometimes like they're making a statement when they build these hospitals. And that was another problem that we found with the Aurora project, with some of the things that they wanted to build were really, you know, more expensive than probably they needed to be, you know, kind of curved hallways and other touches that maybe are nice to have, but maybe don't actually need to be. And they ended up complicating the project and, of course, driving up costs and delays.
I mean, even the pharaohs had pyramids that all looked alike.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. And maybe it would make sense to have a better template for developing the design. And I think that's going to be something the VA is looking at going forward.
David Wise is Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I was happy to speak to you. I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll have a link to his report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.